Support for WMFE comes from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University's worldwide campus, where highly ranked online degree programs offer the flexibility to learn what students want from wherever they are. More at erau.edu/worldwide.
This is Spotlight, Central Florida Public Media's arts, culture, and entertainment segment. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. The Spotlight is on now. Orlando has a new poet laureate. Kamara Gaither officially received the title earlier this week at a city council meeting.
Now I would like to introduce our newest poet laureate, Kamara Gaither.
Orlando. I was the first poem that bloomed in my mother's womb. Before my debut, she pondered the contents of me. She wondered what name I would be.
She's Orlando's third poet laureate and will serve a four-year term, presenting original poems at city events, overseeing Orlando's annual poetry contest, and acting as a cultural representative for the City Beautiful. Gaither is an author, an award-winning spoken word artist, and also a practicing mental health professional. She says she sees an overlap between poetry and mental health, and that informs both her service to the city of Orlando and her practice.
Initially, when I started kind of combining poetry therapy as a modality in more clinical spaces, I was doing a lot of work with veterans, survivors of trafficking, and at-risk youth. Part of my program and my training was I had to create curriculum that would be contextualized to those particular groups. So I would show up to these spaces and meet them exactly as they are. And these different groups would be writing poetry and feeling like they have a say in their story, in the shaping of their story, and they have a way to process their story. And they also have a way to feel pride in what they have to say. So that's kind of the integration of those two things has really been from kind of the group work that I've done mostly. Now, some of my individual clients will do poetry or writing related things if they're interested in that. Not all of them are, but for some of them that are, it's really, really refreshing to bring like music and lyrics and poetry into a session and just talk about this verse just feels like it's giving me language that I can borrow in a way that I can't say something. And a lot of times, like with trauma in particular, when we're kind of in a trauma brain or when we're feeling those sensations in our body of something that's happened, we just feel sensations. We actually don't have access to the cognitive part of our brain. We have a hard time searching for words. So finding language is really helpful.
What was it like to be chosen as Orlando Poet Laureate?
Really exciting and terrifying. I feel like the application process was helpful for me in the sense of when you're put in a position where you have to answer questions about what you have to offer, who you are, you really, really have to reflect deeply about what you can contribute and what you can't contribute and what your place will be in the mix of things. And I just felt like it gave me great understanding of who I am and what I want to do and to not do something someone else would want to do, just to be true to myself. And so to feel like what I uniquely bring, not only as a therapist, but, you know, as a storyteller, as a poet, as a mom, as a wife, as a friend, all these different parts of me that's valued and has a place in the city of Orlando and that it has a place in the mayor's vision for the city, I felt was really affirming to me, really affirming to feel like, oh, this is such an incredible honor to just show up as I am and to want to serve my city and to want to make sure there's more touch points for poetry with different communities and populations. So I would say it's really exciting. And then, like I said, very terrifying because I love, love, love so much the work of Susan Lilly and Sean Welcome. Really admire and respect them. And it just feels wild to be able to continue the work and to be next. So I think that's the best way that I can describe it.
For people who are unfamiliar, those were the two previous poet laureates.
Yes. And they're absolutely wonderful.
What do you think that poetry can offer this cultural moment?
Yeah, I think that just like all art forms and poetry in particular, there's a way that poetry has a magic of telling the truth and articulating what deserves our attention with urgency in a very nuanced way. So I feel like in the midst of different communities, different issues, different things going on in the country and the world, there's a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of pain. There's a lot of chaos. There's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of hunger to be able to see things that actually are beautiful and good that are going on alongside everything that's challenging. And I feel like poetry has a way of giving us a place to put pain and a way of giving us a way to savor beauty and tell the truth about both things at the same exact time. And then I always say too, obviously, kind of from my scope of practice, poetry isn't just an art form. It's a free mental health tool. It's a real intervention. It's a real daily practice that can significantly improve people's well-being and connect into themselves and also to others. In my work, I just really want people that don't feel like there are so many people that don't identify as artists or poets and that feel intimidated even saying that they admire it or they turn to it. I just want everyone to feel like poetry isn't just for people who say they're poets, but that poetry is for everyone.
That was Orlando's new poet laureate, Kamara Gaither. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. Thanks for listening to Spotlight.